WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump tweeting about our southern border this morning, writing there's tremendous progress despite Democrats. Meanwhile, his feud with Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings continues following controversial comments about Baltimore.
President Trump piled on Monday, calling Reverend Al Sharpton a con man. Sharpton was in Baltimore for a previously scheduled conference.
He has a particular venom for blacks and people of color. He doesn't refer to any of his other opponents or critics as infested.
Fox's Ray Bogan says the president also pulled Senator Bernie Sanders into the fight.
He tweeted Sanders, quote, equated the city of Baltimore to a third world country. Based on that statement, I assume that Bernie must now be labeled a racist.
Sanders, Elizabeth Warren, and eight other Democrats face off tonight in night one of this week's presidential debates in Detroit. This is Fox News.
Not everyone's life can be like a Disney movie, unless you're a member of a great morning radio show. How you feeling today, Greg Budell?
Zip-a-dee-dee-da, zip-a-dee-a. Wonderful feeling, feeling this way.
And Jay Scott, you know, I notice sometimes you leave the room. Why do you go out so much?
Don't want to ruin everyone's good time.
Oh. Emily Hayes, will you share with us your philosophy of life?
If you can't say something nice, don't say nothing at all.
Shut up, Jay!
Bailey the Wonder Dog, would you say that you're unique?
I'm the only one.
And Rich Thomas, I understand that you're going to visit a nudist colony. What are you going to do when you get there?
Look for the bare necessities.
And how about you listeners out there? What do you think?
Come on, fellas. I think we owe it to ourselves to see how this goes.
Sounds like a plan to me. Stand by for three men and a lady.
3 minutes past 7 o'clock on News Talk 93.1 FM. It's the big 7 to 8 hour, which includes Jay Scott and Random Facts, followed by a $10 food outlet pop with Emily Hayes. It's you.
I'm kidding. And, what?
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 Huh?
What? What I do? What I say? That's standard guy behavior, by the way, when you know you have been caught by or done. That's the instinctive male reaction to a female who's got the goods on you. I mean, she's looking at you with that face.
What good she got on
you? What? What I do?
What good she got on you?
You need me to tell you?
What? Yeah.
Stop.
What I do? I don't get it.
My eyeball hurts.
My eyeball would hurt, too, if I had to look at myself every day. That's not a thing on you. I meant me.
Yeah, no, it is.
I meant you looking at me every
Rude.
Day. I meant you looking
Rude.
At me. Not yourself.
Rude.
You know what? We are missing the modifying influence of this man.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
No big changes, still hot, and still not many storms to go around. For today and tomorrow, hot and humid again. Highs in the middle 90s both days, and the heat index is getting close to the 100 range. Low tonight, 72. Maybe some isolated thunderstorms, but they will be few and far between. Then on Thursday, high temperature up to about 95. Scattered afternoon storms in slightly better supply, and the rain chances get better on Friday and Saturday. We need the rain. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Prime South Bank is here to give you more bank for your buck. You'll find the conveniences of digital tools, plus more ways to stretch your dollar than those big national banks. It's a great way to enjoy prime living. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC.
Couple of things quick. Rusty Aldridge found the most amazing movie line ever from that Batman film. Mm-hmm. Batman the movie.
Mm-hmm. Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
Because he kept running, like he ran into a bunch of moms pushing the strollers. He's like, I can't go that way.
Yeah.
And then he turned the other way, and there was a bunch of nuns walking towards him. I can't go that way.
It's such a great tongue-in-cheek film. And in case you're wondering why we just played this,
Some days you just can't get rid of a bomb.
It was on this date in 1966 that Batman the movie with Burt Ward and Adam West was released in theaters. At 7:06, this is interesting because I've never been averse to a manicure because I'm not good at doing my own nails. And look, I mean, I don't know if I'm just... They have some manly thing, but my nails grow really quickly. They really do.
Isn't that like a vitamin E thing?
And either it's just the macho standard is going down, but the men are now in ever increasing numbers going for pedicures like I did on Saturday.
Do you need your nails done? Do you feel weird about being the only male in the salon? Then swing on down to
Manly Petty, where you get your very own masculine foot bath.
Our nail technicians specialize in soaking your feet with
beer.
And they will cut your cuticles.
Manly instead of cute.
In addition, our chairs are designed so you'll never be cross-legged, but sitting
spread eagle.
And we don't use a delicate emery board, but instead
we use a belt sander.
So call today and make an appointment at
Manly Petty. We'll make your toes pretty because you're tired of wearing socks during sex.
You're so naughty.
I did not expect that last line.
Nobody expected the last line.
That was good.
Uh-huh. I knew it was coming.
Jay's tickled.
I am very tickled.
7:08.
Hey, side note.
What?
Never mind.
No, is this the...
What?
No, we already did that. We already did that.
Okay. Well, that's right.
I was going to say, because I couldn't see, because I've never seen the Batman.
It's hard to read my lips because they're so big and beautiful. Ask any
chick.
Nobody
could do that. You were just going up and down like those chompers that you wind up and let go across the table. You weren't making words. You were just up and down, up and down, up and down. Anyway, It's a Wonderful Life is showing at the Capri on December 8th.
That's awesome.
You gonna go?
I'm considering it, yes.
You should consider it.
My friend Jessica let me know about that, so I could finally see It's a Wonderful Life.
In the theater, too.
In the theater.
Doing it big.
In the theater. Maybe have a little dinner at El Rey, and then go over to the Capri.
Hey, here's what we're gonna do next.
Okay.
We're gonna head down to the traffic dungeon, and then we're gonna have our good news story of the morning.
All right.
How about that?
Montgomery Skywatch rolling into the 7 o'clock hour, and it's a good time to be traveling because we don't see any big delays on the roadways for you. The interstates are up at a speed limit ride. There are no delays on the boulevard, and the 31s all look great this morning. Let's be careful as we get another workday started. Haynes Ambulance is dedicated, trained, and ready to be there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving you, your family, and all of Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
If you get hurt in a car wreck and the insurance company offers you a tiny check, say no. Call the Vance Law Firm now.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
Uh-oh. Isn't this good?
Hi, hello. It's me, Emily.
I don't know if that's... Can I not... Did you turn me down?
No, I turned the music down.
I'm having a hard time hearing myself.
Get that shampoo out of your eye.
Shut up. It hurts.
You'll hear better.
Let's talk about the good news. This kind of ties into what we're doing with Cram the Van. Everybody here in the River Region knows how important it is for kids and teachers to have what they need when they start the school year, and that a lot of teachers come out of pocket to buy their own school supplies. A couple in Florida named Matt and Kelly got married recently, and instead of asking for gifts, they used it as an opportunity to give back. Kelly works as a first grade teacher and knows that a lot of kids' parents can't afford school supplies, which means teachers end up spending their own money on them. Sound familiar? So instead of gifts, she and Matt asked people to buy school supplies that they could donate. The school where Kelly works didn't need the help, so she reached out to her district to find a school that did. And all the stuff went to a high poverty rate elementary school in Tampa. Tampa. Isn't that how you say Tampa?
It's interesting because Tampa is the number one Florida city for people from the Chicago area when they relocate to Florida.
The wedding guest donated over 70 backpacks filled with all kinds of stuff, from pens to notebooks to water bottles and headphones. Kelly says it's really important for kids to feel excited when they start the school year, and she's glad they could help, even if it's just a little bit. Even that those 70 recipients of that stuff that made their day, I'm sure. So that's the good news, everyone.
Ain't that news?
That's what I got for y'all today.
Here's another Emily segment on News Talk 93.1.
Too much, Emily. I understand.
You're listening to WMLY.
Real talk, though. I'm here to tell you about Millbrook Family Chiropractic. I've been working very hard to paint rooms from a melted chocolate ice cream color to a beautiful tinsmith is the name of the color.
Tinsmith.
Tinsmith. And I tell you what, I can feel every bone and muscle in my body.
Because I'm the kind of you want to know why.
Because I'm working so hard.
Yeah.
I'm working so hard, and I need to go see Dr. Jeff Passley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Real talk, though, Millbrook Family Chiropractic on Highway 14 in Millbrook has super flexible hours for being seen and treated, which works out with my schedule. They're open 7 to noon and 2 to 6, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 7 to noon. On Tuesday and Thursday. So if you need to get by there before work, after work, during lunch, it's all possible. Also, most insurance plans are accepted. You can visit MillbrookChiropractor.com to learn more about that, how to become a patient at Millbrook Family Chiropractic, and more about Dr. Jeff Passley, who has been serving the Millbrook, Prattville, Wetumpka, Montgomery communities for over a decade. 285-8483, how to get in touch with them online at MillbrookChiropractor.com. And they are on Facebook. Just look up Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Thank you, Emily.
Well, you know, I'm always happy to contribute to the show, Greg.
And you do, believe me.
Even with shampoo in my eye.
Oh.
Poor pitiful Emily.
Combat pay for you today.
I tell you what.
Working through a wound, an injury like that.
Bless
me. A shampooed eyeball.
My poor left eyeball.
Not really. It kind of makes me want to squint just hearing it.
It hurts, man. Yeah, I tried to get it all out of there, but I feel like I just have little.
You have trouble putting eye drops in? I get this twitchy.
I get them all over my eyes.
Yeah, I got it running down my cheek and everywhere else, especially when I'm driving.
I haven't used eye drops in I don't know how long. That's good.
Is that distracted driving? I guess it would be, wouldn't it? Not that I would want to set a bad example for anybody listening this morning. So Random Facts is coming up next. Pay close attention. Get your note-taking devices handy because we are going to do what we call a pop quiz following that, and that is going to be based on something that you'll hear in Random Facts. So we'll look forward to it. $10 free shopping goes a long way. And just on a side note, since I did a little reconnaissance shop on Sunday.
Yeah.
I've been to Food Outlet that morning. And they've got New York strips and T-bones at $4.77 a pound at Food Outlet. So I checked at the chain grocery store. New York strips, $13.99 a pound. That's $9 a pound more. And the Food Outlet butcher will cut them fresh for you, whatever thickness you want. That's real money. And that's what you guys are having Thursday, are strip steaks. Well, you don't like that.
No, no.
So I'll have steak for Rich and Jay and some poor person that wanders by the building early that morning.
It had to be by the building. It could be somebody in the building.
I'll do that, and then
some hobo.
And then you can make that the good news story today. I didn't want my steak, but guess what? We found a homeless person outside our radio station, and we fed him steak.
Like our station's on Skid Row or something.
Obosexual.
Well, now, that's a word we
introduced.
That's a term.
Yes,
yes, it is. That's a guy that's looking for a place to live and ruthlessly uses a woman.
Yeah, I dated someone like that.
Did you? Yeah.
I made a lot of mistakes in my 20s.
You know, we were talking about favorite teachers on TV last week. I mentioned Miss Banks, my high school English and journalism teacher. And she made a lifelong impression on me. But sometimes she would chat with the class, you know, when there were a couple of minutes left before the bell would ring. And I remember her saying, more than once, she said, I would never want to relive my 20s. And we all sat there and said, you mean you really want to be as old as you are now, like 34?
Yeah.
Really?
She goes, wow, that's really old.
She said, most of you will find this out, that when you get through that next decade, you're going to feel the same way. And she was absolutely right. When I look back at that part of my life and what I was willing to do to advance, you know, and the stuff, I couldn't do it again. It was not easy. But look at the result it produced. On the other hand...
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Pike County authorities have made an arrest in connection to last week's deadly gas station robbery in Brundage. Leon Flowers is charged with murder in the death of Neil Kumar. Flowers is in the Pike County Jail without bond. Montgomery police are investigating the city's latest homicide. Police say 55-year-old Kenneth Sanders was shot and killed in the 200 block of Conley Circle Sunday night. Right now, no arrests have been made in the case. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And a Liam Marine Patrol makes an arrest in the deadly boat accident on Lake Jordan on the 4th of July. 41-year-old Damian Bruno is charged with two counts of murder, two counts of assault, and boating under the influence. Two people died in this crash, five others were injured. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Are you a safe driver who always obeys the speed limit?
I am, but other drivers are always on my bumper and blasting their horns.
Maybe you should try getting out of the left lane.
Getting out of the left lane? Why?
Because the left lane is for passing only.
Since when?
Since always.
I don't remember that from driver's ed.
You should. You really, really, really should.
But getting out of the left lane sounds tricky.
It's not. Just push upwards on your turn signal.
My what?
Then cautiously move over one lane to your right.
Wow! Look at all those happy drivers. I'm sold. I'm going to start getting out of the left lane right away.
Spread the word. And maybe one day, everyone will be getting out of the left lane.
The best things in life are free.
Hi, folks. Rusty here. And everybody knows that the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on every weekday evening at 7 right here on News Talk 93.1. The show can also be heard Saturday mornings at 8:30 and Sunday afternoons at 1. We're also on television. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest is on ABC 32 Saturday evenings at 5 right before the national news. David is very excited. You'll be excited too because David's right there in living color telling you some good news about your money. If you're the kind of person who likes to plan ahead, you should call David Ernest today at 334-279-7431. Let David show you how to put your money to work so when retirement rolls around, you don't have to worry. Don't miss the Health and Wealth Show Saturday evenings at 5 on ABC 32. Oh, he's still excited.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hotline on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Mr. Electric on Oliver Road for Cram the Van. Bring your school supply donations to help kids and teachers in the River Region get started on a great school year.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Introducing the Capital One I Got Hacked card. If you're one of the 100 million people applying for credit but got hacked, you're not alone, obviously. With the I Got Hacked card, you can have your card declined at more than 100,000 businesses. If the hacker in Seattle got your social security number and credit scores, you don't have to worry about what's in your wallet. You might want to call a credit monitoring service and see if you've got any money left at all. Capital One, what's in your hacked account?
And now,
hey, Jay Scott, what's in your wallet?
And random facts.
That's right. A lot of random, useless knowledge. Pointless.
That wasn't that bad.
No, that was good. I'm just saying, a lot of what I have is just random, useless knowledge.
Hey, well, That's how Jay pays for things.
Then why am I getting that?
I suck at this job.
Feeling.
I don't know. It's coming
because you're paranoid.
That's coming from you.
No,
not
I'm not.
From me.
Yes, I am. Everybody hates me. Back to you, Jay.
Guess I'll go eat worms.
Oh, my eyeball.
Oh, my eyeball. Did you know? You know, Baltimore's been in the news lately.
Yeah.
Baltimore?
So, when that happens, you know, my sources, the internet, likes to throw in facts that are related to whatever's being talked about. So, yeah. Here's your first one.
Okay.
Over 65,000 properties in Baltimore are designated as historic buildings and listed in the NRHP.
National Registry.
No, NR comes before H.
Well, you didn't say it like that the first time.
Yeah, it did.
No, we'll go back to the tape later.
Lenny Herp.
The NERP. The National Registry of Historic Places, I would say. It's listed there more than any other U.S. city. The Maryland Historical Trust said, we haven't nominated the entire city yet, but we're pretty close. So, did you know there are sections of major highways that are specifically designed to double as runways in time of war and crisis?
In times of war?
Hey, it probably almost got used on 9/11.
Possibly, when they had to ground those planes fast.
Does it list any of those? I mean, I would imagine they're major cities. No? Yes?
Let's see. Is there forms? A highway strip, road, runway, or road base is a section of highway, motorway, or other form of public road that is specifically built to act as a runway for mostly military aircraft and to serve as an auxiliary military air base.
So my question is do we have one in Alabama?
I will.
Because that's the only place I'm ever concerned with.
There is a runway. If you take the, I think it's 110, you take it all the way out to Union Springs, you go past an airstrip, and it's, I thought it had some military significance, mm-hmm. but it's a big runway.
Is it for UFOs?
There's a little hangar on the runway, and that's it. It's right next to a forest. I guess it's a it's a landing strip of some type. People have told me what it is, but they could accommodate a large jet there if they needed to.
Jet!
Most of these that I'm seeing are international.
There's nothing in Alabama?
I'm not seeing anything in the entire United States.
All right, okay, carry
but
on.
I feel like they probably do exist. A lot of these are showing the Autobahn.
Autobahn.
In fact, it does show a C-130 Hercules aircraft on the Autobahn during a NATO exercise.
Huh. How about?
It shows an A-10 Thunderbolt II aircraft landing on the Autobahn during another NATO exercise. So, yeah. Sweden. Germany. Japan, North Korea, Pakistan.
No, Poland. Say it the way they say it.
Which one?
Japan.
Oh.
Japan. That's Harry Truman's pronunciation.
Japan. Did you know Switzerland,
mm-hmm.
or Switzerland,
mm-hmm.
is the only country in the world which could fit 114% of its population into bunkers in case of an emergency.
They're prepared.
That they are. Well, you know, they ride the fence so much.
I need to go to Switzerland.
I'd like to go to Switzerland as well.
I would like to go see Charlie.
I don't know what that is.
Charlie Chaplin.
Okay. Did you know that sumo wrestling dates back 1,500 years? But it's only since the 20th century that participants have sought to increase their size. Wrestlers are not allowed to drive due to their diet and alcohol consumption. Life expectancy is 10 years shorter than an average Japanese male.
Alcohol consumption? How does that help you sumo wrestle?
I don't know.
Well, if you got to fatten up to be a sumo wrestler, alcohol calories are pretty much vacant.
Yeah. This is true. That's also a random fact from Japan.
Yeah.
Trying to see if I can find something about their sumo life. I once met a retired sumo wrestler who ran a restaurant in Hakuba. He is very keen to... He just looked at me and said, But when I asked him if he enjoyed his life as a wrestler, if being a sumo wrestler was fun, he looked at me as though I'd just spit in his food. Oh, there's a something that translates to stable, which is where the wrestlers live, eat, and train.
Oh.
And it translates to stable. They also sleep there throughout their career, unless they get married, in which case they're allowed to live in an independent dwelling. An average stable will contain around 15 wrestlers and is arranged according to a strict hierarchy.
Hierarchy.
Yeah. If this sounds hard, it gets even harder. And sumo life, younger and experienced. Yeah.
That's sad that they live in a stable.
Is like Vince McMahon involved in sumo wrestling at any level?
As far as I know, he is not.
Oh, McMahon.
If you ever wondered just how modern sumo get so fat, it's all thanks to something called the Chenko Nabe. This is a special kind of delicious hot pot packed with meat, veggies, and noodles, specifically associated with sumo wrestlers in Japan. This alone doesn't do the trick. Wrestlers have a special routine of exercising on an empty stomach and sleeping after eating to help turn the calories they consume into bulk.
That's insane.
Yeah. Yeah, questions? Yes?
Yeah, I was going to say, I just got a Facebook message from Steve Knuckles,
yeah,
who says that the airfield is Franklin Field near Union Springs. Back to you.
There you go.
We have such a great audience, man. Fill in the blanks.
You did ask about the runways and the airport.
And I
landings.
Mentioned the one I had driven past.
Yeah,
and
but
said,
I didn't ask him what the name of it was. I asked you if we had any of those of our streets that were.
But I didn't find anything, and you got the answer from him.
No.
No.
I don't know what's gotten into
it. Why am I the only one that understands what's happening right now?
Feeling a little unique, are we?
There was a serious car accident involving a sumo wrestler, and that's when the Sumo Association banned wrestlers from driving their own cars. So, yeah.
I knew a guy, oh my God, this is such a weird story. In high school, one of the big radio stations in Chicago invited students interested in radio from all over the city to attend a one-day thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I got in on that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But I remember the guy that did it was this enormous dude who was sweating, constantly sweating, and I felt sorry for him. He was kind of a goofball, too.
Yeah.
All right, that's 1968, 69. 6 years later, I am the producer for his overnight talk show on WIND. Same guy. Chicago Eddie Schwartz. He was so big.
How big was he, Greg?
Cadillac had to custom make a front seat for his car so he could get in it. I mean, how does a sumo, with all that, I don't care how far back you push the chair, there's only so much blubber you can stick.
That's how I feel when they try to shove Shaq into a Lincoln or whatever it is. You know what I'm talking about? Shaq, the baseball player?
Oh,
basketball
that guy.
Player, basketball
I was
player.
Say,
sorry, basketball player. I was doing the hand motion for basketball. Anyway,
I'm sure, girl.
Excuse me.
I've seen this guy before.
The behavior modification of Rich Thomas is not here, so I'm being very.
You can't blame it on Rich.
I've been bad all morning.
That's Eddie Schwartz. Yeah.
Yikes.
Oh, yeah. There
Bless
you go.
Him.
I've actually seen this guy before. I don't know where, but I've seen him before.
The Goonies.
You know who was one of his best buddies, and I always wondered about this, was Gary Berghoff from MASH. He's dead now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Gary Berghoff, but Eddie Schwartz.
Oh, Eddie Schwartz. You know what? I'm not sure. Let me back up real quick, because I had his whole profile here just a minute ago when I was looking at pictures of him. Yeah, he died on 2009. In Waukegan, Illinois.
Waukegan.
Another Chicago liberal who lives 50 miles outside the city and takes the train in.
Right.
Typical. Yeah, no, that's what they do. That's what they do in Chicago.
Did you say that for 3 o'clock?
Gary Berghoff is 76 and lives in Bristol, Connecticut.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, continue.
Back to the random facts. Where was I?
I think we've done two or three.
Yeah,
we're a little behind.
Did you know the Cajun Navy?
Uh-huh.
There is a Cajun Navy. They are volunteer water rescuers who follow hurricanes.
Uh-huh.
They also spawned the Cajun Special Forces.
Uh-huh.
Those are special rescues with trained emergency personnel. The Cajun Army, which is disaster cleanup, and the Cajun Commissary, which is emergency food services.
God bless the Cajuns.
They got their whole thing. Yeah.
They're good folk. All those folks down there with boats and such.
Where those waterways can be turned into runways for...
Stop it.
Landing there.
Stop being rude.
They're boat planes. Did you know, and Greg probably does know this.
Is it baseball related?
It is baseball related. It's how the Pittsburgh Pirates got their name.
I actually don't know that.
They were originally called the Pittsburgh Innocents.
Innocents?
Until 1891, when they signed Lou Bierbauer. B-I-E-R-B-A-U-E-R.
That sounds like the proper pronunciation.
Because on the counter, you want to know why.
That's the Pennsylvania thing going on there. Right. Bierbauer's in Pennsylvania there.
They signed him. Fans of his old club, which were the Philadelphia Athletics, dubbed the Pittsburgh Innocents the Pirates because they pirated their star player away from them, and it stuck.
And that was the end of the Innocents.
It's too much Don Henley this morning. I heard the way you opened the show.
That's a news song.
I'm sorry?
That's a news song, Dirty Laundry.
Yeah.
If Prince did it, I'd play it. But it happens to be done by Don Henley, and it's well done. Jay, back to you.
Did you know, in 2007, two friends right here in Alabama got into a dispute over James Brown's true height? This resulted in one of the friends shooting the other one.
Of course.
Because of the argument that James Brown was whatever, however tall, and they didn't believe him. And the first comment on this whole thread is Roll Tide.
Yeah. Yeah. Where did this happen in Alabama?
Let me look real quick and open this up and find out. Probably a bar somewhere. Atmore.
That's where the prison is.
Yeah.
January 11th, 2007. A man shot a friend with a two got into an argument over James Brown's height, police said. Dan Gully Jr. was charged with assault in the shooting of David James Brooks Jr., police said. They're juniors. Bunch of juniors. Raise hell, praise Dale. Officer said the men... Officers said the men were at a friend's home on Monday when, according to witnesses, the argument over the height of the Godfather of Soul escalated, with Gully shooting Brooks twice in the abdomen. Brooks went to his car, got a gun, and shot Gully, but missed, then went to the police station. Gully, 70 years old.
Yeah.
Also went to the station and told police he had shot Brooks. He remained in the Escambia County Jail on Wednesday. Police said Brooks, who was 62. This is a 70-year-old and a 62-year-old breaking out weapons over James Brown's height.
Well, there's not a lot going on in Atmore. If you're not at the casino or in the jail, I mean, there's one decent Mexican restaurant, but beyond that.
The Press Register of Mobile said officers did not believe alcohol was a factor in the argument. James Brown, by the way, who was known to wear lifts, died of heart failure December 25th at age 73. Accounts of his heights vary.
He also gave turkeys away every Thanksgiving in Augusta. Did you know that?
Did you know that? That's a new random fact for
me. Well, that's a random fact that you didn't learn from Jay. You learned from old lady Hayes. Roll Tide.
Whew.
Go on ahead now, Jay.
Gonna go on ahead now. Did you know that Taft was the first president to own and drive cars during his presidency?
Oh. Did he have a custom Cadillac seat made?
I don't know. He owned a green Baker Electric. A vehicle was especially popular with women in the era, as it did not require any cranking and was virtually maintenance-free.
Oh, yeah, because on account of you want to know why?
Did you know if this? I hate this word.
Do you need me to look at it?
No, it's defibrillated.
Defibrillated.
If defibrillated within the first minute of collapse, a victim's chance for survival are close to 90%.
I'm certified to use that thing.
For every minute that defrib defibrillation is delayed, survival decreases by 7% to 10%. If it is delayed by more than 10 minutes, the chance of survival is less than 5%. You got to be Johnny on the spot.
It's an intense thing. I can tell you, well, at my old job, I can tell you exactly where the thing's located. Like the coffee machine in the break room.
We don't have a thing here.
I said at my old job.
I know. I'm just saying we don't have a thing.
It's okay. You just do it to the beat of Staying Alive. Talk about a pun.
Here's something you'll think about for the rest of the day, and it'll probably drive you nuts if you think about it too much. Did you know that our tongue rests on the upper palate, not the lower palate?
You know, I just noticed that.
Okay.
Gonna think about it the rest of the day.
No, I just ran a quick check.
Don't.
That's the same. Highlights the forecast. It's gonna be. And,
Ryan, did you make that noise? Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you'll be thinking about that the rest of the day. And finally, did you know that the UK and France almost merged into one country after the Battle of Dunkirk?
Oh.
Winston Churchill.
Wow.
His cabinet, Charles de Gaulle, and the French Prime Minister all approved of the plan, but the French Council of Ministers shot it down at the last minute and sued for peace with Germany instead.
Hmm.
That's why they called the movie with Gary Oldman, The Darkest Hour. It was that bad.
Yeah.
I've studied that era and seen so many. To me, it's nothing short of a miracle that Britain prevailed in that through that period.
Someone quotes a favorite joke here. Heaven is where the police are British, the cooks are French, the mechanics are German, the lover's Italian, and it's all organized by the Swiss. Hell is where the chefs are British, the mechanics are French, the lovers are Swiss, the police are German, and it's all organized by the Italians. Oh, goodness. All right. Well, those are all of your random facts.
All right. Coming up, a $10 Food Outlet Pop Quiz. In the meantime, there's a great property, actually for sale or rent, as Roger Miller once said.
It's a trailer for sale.
Not a trailer.
No, it's not. No, it's a nice three-bedroom, two-bath home. The master bathroom is a palace.
Is it?
It's palatial.
Is there a throne in there?
Yes, there is. The bedroom and living room areas have beautiful hardwood floors. The kitchen has a marble countertop. And you can get the... You would, you know, a house like that in Florida would cost you three times...
Do you have pictures?
There's pictures on my Facebook page, or just go to Eddie Bader's Facebook page. Uh-huh. Or better yet, if you're interested in renting or owning this amazing property, call 322-0662. Now, if you yourself are ready to list or rent a home, this is the guy you want to give it to, because he never stops working, literally. I think he would get up in his pajamas at 2 in the morning and show somebody a house if that was the only time they were available to see it.
He'll take him out on his boat.
There's lake properties, too.
I'm saying he's got a boat, so he can take you out to see those lake properties, too.
So when you're ready, if you're going to list or you're ready to buy or rent, whatever price range you're looking in, whatever your, you know, qualifiers are, give him a call at 322-0662. Eddie Bader with the Goodson Group. He is truly the best at what he does. Now, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's coming up later. Spaz hand.
Spaz hand. I got spaz hand.
Let's see what Jay has for today's pop quiz. Worth $10 free shopping at Food Outlet.
I think this will be pretty easy, but then again, you've surprised me before. If you know the answer to the pop quiz, you'll get that Food Outlet gift certificate. Here is your pop quiz. What is the original name of the Pittsburgh Pirates?
Ooh, good question.
Ooh, it's a baseball question.
All right, 272-9228 is the number, 272-9228. Rush to the phone, call now. And if you're the first person in with the correct answer, you'll win a $10 Food Outlet gift certificate. 272-9228.
Montgomery Skywatch making our way through the middle of the 7 o'clock hour. And if you are on I-65, you know the routine. You're about to slow down as you head into the downtown area out of Prattville. I-85 is up at a speed limit ride. The boulevard looks great this morning. We don't have any problems other than slowdowns at the traffic lights. And there are no big issues on the 31s. Let's be careful this morning. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Well, there certainly is no shortage of response to our pop quiz question, and we go to Don W. for our first guest. Hey, Don. All right, I've got the pot on. I've got him. Don?
Don, you there?
What's the deal?
Yeah.
There you are. Hey, Don. Barely, we can barely hear you.
Yeah.
All right, sorry.
There you go.
All right, I'll speak up a little louder.
That works. That works a lot better there. What is the original name for the Pittsburgh Pirates?
They were called the Innocents.
That is correct. Yeah, got it right.
All right, Don, you won. $10 free shopping at Food Outlet, and have fun with it. We've had a couple of people who have picked out an array of things and put together a rather surprising collection of groceries.
For $10.
For $10 at Food Outlet.
Pretty
Send
amazing.
Us the picture if you choose to do that. If not, thank you for listening. Hold on. Jay's going to get some information from you while we go to Rich for the forecast.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery.
Big changes, still hot, and still not many storms to go around. For today and tomorrow, hot and humid again. Highs in the middle 90s both days, and the heat index is getting close to the 100 range. Low tonight, 72. Maybe some isolated thunderstorms, but they will be few and far between. Then on Thursday, high temperature up to about 95. Scattered afternoon storms in slightly better supply, and the rain chances get better on Friday and Saturday. We need the rain. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
With ASA Credit Union's free Kasasa cash check an account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASE rep for more details. Federally insured by NCUA. Online at yourasecu.com. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
Rich, we need you back.
Let me talk to you about my friends at Montgomery Paint and Body, because having an accident obviously is no fun, but when you do have an accident, there's peace of mind in knowing that these folks at Montgomery Paint and Body are going to take care of you, and they're going to do it right. I've been a customer of theirs for over 30 years, many different vehicles, including my current vehicle, which was in the shop here the early part of 2016. And when I got it back, it's not only fixed right, but it's also detailed. And that's always an exciting time when they call and tell you that your car is ready to be picked up, because it's going to be just like it came out of the showroom. And they work well with, not only with customers, but they work well with the insurance companies as well. As good as new, maybe better. That is their tagline at Montgomery Paint and Body. So if you need them, give them a call and take it from me. It's going to be done right. It's going to be done right every time. Call them at 27REC with a W. Tell them I sent you. 27REC with a W, Montgomery Paint and Body. They're on Shirley Lane just off the Eastern Bypass.
Thank you, Rich. Let's go to Kenny from Maxwell on the phone, an old friend. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Good morning, everyone.
Hi.
You know, I either need to have you on speed dial or teach my 64-year-old fingers to dial faster.
Well, you just missed. I mean, you were caller two.
Yeah, I know. As soon as I heard it, it's like, okay, let me... This seems to be the story of my life lately. It's like, just a little too late.
But that
was interesting, because I didn't know how they got their name until, you know, you guys spoke about it, because you always wonder about how did these teams get their name.
I've never heard that either. Here's an old pirate name for you. Gino Samoli. Hey!
I don't know who that is. Did he play for the Pirates?
Somebody related to Sophia Petrillo.
Bill Mazeroski.
Yeah, well, that's the guy that killed the Yankees in 60.
I was just a kid.
Home run.
I was just a kid. You don't hear the BS detector going off. That is my first baseball memory. Because it was a summer afternoon in October.
That was a weird series anyway, because the Yankees
scored 55 runs.
I was a kid, too. Yeah.
This is, I read this just recently as somebody was making the case on the Electoral College. Yeah, the Yankees scored 55 runs, the Pirates 27, but the Yankees won 4 games and the Pirates 3.
Right.
And does...
Or vice versa.
Do the Yankees deserve to be the World Series champs because they scored more runs over 7 games? No. That's not how it works. And that's not how the Electoral College works either. That's why we have it.
Well, and people don't understand that either, so...
No, they don't.
Anyway, I'm enjoying the show. You know, you guys are always brighten up the day down here, so...
We do our best,
keep
buddy.
Keep up the good work.
Happy Cheesecake Day, my friend. It is 7:46.
From the Bucks Business Network, drug companies Eli Lilly and Merck are both reporting business was stronger than expected in the spring quarter. Procter & Gamble also reported an upbeat quarter. The accused hacker of Capital One's cloud service has been arrested. 33-year-old Paige Thompson is a former employee of its cloud provider, Amazon Web Services. The hacking of more than 100 million card customers and applicants was discovered by an ethical hacker who was testing the network's security. Both Capital One and Amazon shares are losing ground before the Wall Street open. Air Canada has joined Southwest in removing Boeing 737 MAX jets from its schedule until next January. European budget airline Ryanair says it could be forced to cut jobs and close some of its airport bases if there are further delays in returning the Boeing 737 MAX planes to service. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Jenny Cosola.
Summer is here, and Matt's got the barbecue out all ready to grill. That's why he trusts Super Poly Grip, so he can enjoy his steak with full confidence.
Poly Grip!
Sounds like there's a party going on, but something's missing.
Surprise!
The birthday gal's arrived, and thanks to Polydent, her bright smile is anything but a surprise.
Polydent!
I might be eating cheesecake for breakfast.
Cheesecake day.
Cheesecake, gobble, gobble, cheesecake, gobble, gobble, cheesecake.
All right, here's something to be excited for. National Cheesecake Day.
National Cheesecake Day probably should be celebrated every day.
I have to get my cheesecake.
I love cheesecake. I love cheesecake at nighttime, real late at night.
Cheesecake, gobble, gobble, cheesecake, crazy over cheesecake.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are investigating the city's latest homicide. Police say 55-year-old Kenneth Sanders was shot and killed in the 200 block of Conley Circle Sunday night. Right now, no arrests have been made in the case. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. Pike County authorities have made an arrest in connection to last week's deadly gas station robbery in Brundage. Leon Flowers is charged with murder and the death of Neil Kumar. Flowers is in the Pike County Jail without bond. And Aaliyah Marine Patrol makes an arrest in the deadly boat accident on Lake Jordan on the 4th of July. 41-year-old Damian Bruno is charged with 2 counts of murder, 2 counts of assault, and boating under the influence. 2 people died in this crash. 5 others were injured. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Yes! Mm-hmm. Yes, we do buy
diamonds, gemstones, gold and platinum.
Yes, we do buy
or trade.
Yes, we do buy
diamonds, coins, gold and silver.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry.
Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry is open 7 days a week at the Peppertree Shops on Vaughn Road. Caravita Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Happy birthday to you. Enjoy your birthday month rent-free for the first year. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravitavillage.com today.
Are you tired of waiting on that credit union or bank to call you back? I'll tell you why. Those credit unions and banks are busy doing things other than mortgages. I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better. We are brokers, not bankers. What does that mean? Simply put, it means more money in your pocket. We have exclusive access to the very best rates and programs offered. Let us shop for you. Come on, y'all. If you were having chest pains, you wouldn't call a foot doctor. You would call a heart specialist, right? You should treat your mortgage with the very same standard of care. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance your home, don't waste another minute. Call the mortgage specialist at Alabama Home Mortgage, 567-4223. Call my team today at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see the Alabama Home Mortgage difference. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Caps. Lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
School's almost here. Isn't it an embarrassment that teachers are forced to buy their own class supplies? Isn't it a crime that some kids are forced to start school without everything they need? Blue Water Broadcasting and Lewis Lawn Equipment ask you to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to Lewis Lawn Equipment. Lewis Lawn Equipment, a cut above the rest. Donate what you can and help us cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. From Lewis Lawn Equipment and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit NewsTalk931.com.
Your NewsTalk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on NewsTalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is pretty funny.
Who never has any kids but still goes to Disney? M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L-S. You should go to Vegas, not vacation with Mickey. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L-S. Millennials.
Get a life.
Millennials.
Go to Spain.
Disney's a place for children who are five.
Five, five, five.
Come back when you've got some kids and have a family. M-I-L-L-E-N-N-I-A-L-S.
Joey.
I don't agree at all with that song. Not in the least.
I've never been.
Not in the least. You shouldn't go. You shouldn't go to Disney World if you're just. I don't know.
It's expensive.
No, I'm just saying the song says, "Hey, you shouldn't. You should go when you've got a family because Disney's for kids. So you shouldn't just be going there. You know, unless you've got kids to take."
I'm not going there. Just as you know, I'm not just gonna roll up in there and be like, "Oh, I missed out on my childhood."
You've heard me mention my friend Captain Jack, who was stationed in Maxwell when I first moved here, and wrote me a note and said. I used to listen to a guy named Greg Biddell when I was growing up in Miami. Are you his son?
Right, yeah.
we became very good friends, and he is the biggest Disney freak you'll ever meet. He goes every year.
Mm-hmm.
They plan a week around it. Wife, son usually goes too, and he's all grown up now. I love all those things. I just enjoyed it a lot more when Janelle was able to go and appreciate it, you know, because watching her with Eeyore, standing there with Eeyore, I have that picture in my bedroom with her and a girlfriend on either side of Eeyore. That kind of, you know, that means a lot because Eeyore is like our family, what? He's our family Disney guy. I have a...
Thanks for noticing.
I have that, that artificial tree that I decorate throughout the year in my room. And on the top of it is an Eeyore with an Uncle Sam hat. It's
adorable.
Yeah.
That's like saying that Christmas is just for kids, so you shouldn't celebrate it if you're...
No.
There's a little bit more to that story,
though.
There's
a little more to Christmas than there is dang old Disney.
No, I understand that. I'm just saying the aspects of Christmas of, you know... The whole decorating, the putting the lights out and doing
it goes to a story
presents and everything
this
else.
This came from USA Today. They got the story here about millennials crowding up Disneyland and families.
Right, and there, maybe there's more to that story. I was just thinking, I only heard the song and what they were saying in the song.
There are those people that got into a fight at Disney, remember?
Oh, that family? Oh, boy.
It was not an arbitrary wild hair against millennials. I just want to make that clear. We love
really?
Yeah. David?
Good morning, all.
Good morning.
You know, it's amazing because I've been kind of, I really research before I take a vacation.
Yes.
And look at reviews on places and videos and stuff. And been looking for a vacation spot down in the Caribbean for next year. Mm-hmm. And like one of the major number one complaints from people at resorts in the Caribbean is families bringing little kids. And it's like you're wanting to be on the beach or at the pool to get away from all the stress of life. And you have screaming kids everywhere.
I can understand that. Yeah, that strikes me as the kind of place you know, like when we were kids, we went to Grand Haven, Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Not to St. Croix.
Yeah.
It was our St. Croix. Nice beaches, but there was families. Lots of them. It was boomer time, man.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, yeah, families. Go to Disney World, do whatever, you know. But it's like, if I'm at a 5-star resort, the last thing I want is screaming kids running around, you know. And we ran into that last time we went down to Grand Cayman. You know, we're staying at a brand new 6-star resort, and you couldn't even get to the pool because of all the families with little kids.
Yaman.
Yeah, Grand Cayman, man. I stayed there. What was the name of the resort?
Well, this was brand new. It was a Kempton resort called Seafire. And, you know, the rooms were $1,200 a night. And it's like, you know, if you're paying that kind of money, you don't want to be around families with screaming little kids running around.
No,
that just shocked us.
Yeah.
And just like when we were in Vegas a few weeks ago, it just shocked my wife and I how many adults are there with little kids walking around Vegas.
We weren't allowed to run around screaming places. We got our butts torn up.
Well, yeah, same here. And my kids would never do it. But, you know, that's not today. But there are just certain places like Las Vegas, I think, and high dollar resorts in the Caribbean. Families stay home, go to Disneyland, do something else, then bring your little kid to places like that.
Las Vegas changed, though. Las Vegas used to be that way, and then they completely changed everything there to be more family oriented as far as things that the whole family could go and enjoy and
yeah,
do and
but they've
stuff.
Gotten away from that. You know, they did that back in the 90s, early 2000s, and about bankrupted themselves.
Oh, and I didn't know they changed back.
Oh, yeah. It's back to more adult-themed stuff. You know, I mean, it's still, there are places still where you can take your family, but...
When you were in the Caymans, did you play golf?
No, I did not.
One thing I remember, the resort we stayed at, we did a broadcast from there. You had to use a special Grand Cayman golf ball.
That's probably dead, that doesn't carry very far.
Exactly, yeah.
I saw that because we actually went on a sunset catamaran cruise.